This is probably the perek that clinched me doing the rush, not the run. Okay. The Ram brings four mahalchim in the Rishayim, where the rush brings one. Zok the Mishnah. Hashutim shenadru hanazem yitzat. Two partners in a field, and the Gemara will explain that the field is a small field. We will see that. Small means not enough to split it up, with each one having 4x4 amas. The minimum size chutzur that's effective, that's useful, is 4x4 amas. So if you don't have an 8x4 chutzur, it's not roi l'chaluka. Let me explain. If we're partners in a chutzur of 8x4, any one partner can force the other partner to split it into two. Because I'm not leaving you without a chutzur. I'm leaving you with a smaller chutzur, but an effective chutzur. A 4x4 is a useful chutzur. Where if it's less than 8x4, so we're going to split it up, and each partner is going to end up, let's say, by 3x4, it's not a useful chutzur. And since we're partners, you have no right to force me to lose a chutzur. Now I have a usable chutzur, granted, with a partner, but I have a usable chutzur. You want to split it up and give me a non-usable chutzur, you can't force me. We can both agree. We can agree to do anything, right? But you can't force me. So that's called a chatzar sheyesh b'din chaluka, chatzar she'ein b'din chaluka. The Gemara is going to want to know, where are these people partners? Are they partners in a bigger chatzar? Are they partners in a smaller chatzar? It's going to be discussed in the Gemara. So they assert hana each from each other. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. They are partners in the field. Asurin l'kanes l'chatzar. They are usher to enter the chatzar because they are entering into the other guy's territory. Right, they are Reuven's entering into Shimon's chatzar, and he's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. And Shimon's entering into Reuven's chatzar. He owns 50%, but he's entering into the other guy's 50%, because there's no distinct who owns what. They both own the whole thing, right? 50% of 100%, and therefore they can't walk into the chatzar. The blessed be Yaakov, I'm a Zanichnas of Tef Shloi, the Zanichnas of Tef Shloi. He learns Breira. The Pshat is, as the Rush will explain, that the Breira works, that when I walk in the field, I'm walking in my 50%. And when you walk in your field, that's the original deal. When we buy something in partnership, that means when you're using it, the part you're using is yours. When I'm using it, the part that I'm using is mine. And it switches ownership, because that was the original deal of how it would work.
No.
Whatever part I will use will be mine. Whatever part you... Meaning, if I'm using it from 9 to 10 in the morning, the part I'm using is mine. And if you're using it 11 to 12, that part that you're using is yours. This very same part. Now, the reason there's a long run is because we paskin aim brera, and we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the Ram brings four shitas of how you can reconcile paskin brera here and not brera elsewhere.
Brera again?
Means that originally we set up the deal to work that it'll be clarified who owns it when. So we paskin aim brera, we don't do things on future clarification by biblical questions. That's the halacha we paskin. Yet we paskin over here like a blessed be Yaakov. So the Ran is bothered. How can you paskin here brera when you paskin aim brera? And that's why you have this long run. But the Rush doesn't get involved. He just says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Breira, and the Tanna Kamma does not hold Breira. End of story. Dr. Rush.
Rabbi, is there no concept that both own 100% all the time, all the areas, like a joint bank account?
If that would work, it would be non-permissible for me to walk in because I'm using his part.
No, you're also using...
I'm also using mine, but I'm not allowed to use his.
Because of the lack of exclusivity. Okay.
Right. So, Rashi. Hashutrim Asurim Likaris L'chatzer. Now, Rashi's bothered, what's wrong with walking in? You're just walking in. Is that pleasure? Right? The B'chatzer, Kul Kabdi Kula Al Madrisa Sarego. So, Rashi starts off saying, that which we had a question at the beginning of Perek number 4, whether you're walking into somebody, is that called vitur, is that you allow everybody to do or not, that's in a field. But in your private front yard, You don't want anybody trespassing. So this is not a vitor. This is not something that you allow people to do. So even if you learn that vitor, which means anything you do for everybody, is permissible, this is different. Because this you don't let people do. The Ashaf and the Rabbanon, it comes even like the Rabbanon who say that vitor is permissible. Oh. What? They are makbid. Whatever the word makbid is in English, meaning, I don't know what it means exactly. Meaning you care. You don't want it to happen. Well, Bechaskes Abatim is the Mukilak or Bliezer. However, in Baba Basra, some want to say that over here, it would have to be vitor. It's considered vitor. Why? I would just say that people don't want people trampling through their front yard because the Amar Vitor Asim and Mudra and the Amish and the Shutulik Abdiadadi. The Gemara and Baba Basra says partners might be different. Yes, I don't want everybody trampling through my front yard, but you're my partner. Now, I happen not to like you, but you're my partner, and partners allow partners to go through their front yard. Therefore, it could be according to a blessing that says even though normal people allow this, by you banning him in pleasure, that's included. So the Gemara there says, it's not like a field. By a field, nobody minds when people walk through during the season that nothing is growing. So nobody minds. So the question is only, why over here is it us to walk into the chutzur? The answer is, a chutzur is different than a field. Now, even a chutzur, since they're partners, might still be considered, you always allow partners to walk through your field. So that's not, is that considered pleasure or not, is a machlokes of Masechtas Baba Basra. Reb Elazar Eimer Zanichnas Tref Shaloi, the Tzavah Yesh Breira, it's clarified, V'hai Mahalach B'didei, V'hai Mahalach B'didei. Each one is walking in their own part. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, U'shneim Asurim L'hamed Rechayim V'tanra. They're both prohibited from putting into things, meaning, yes, I can walk into the chatzar because at that moment it's mine. But if I want to put up a grinder or a oven, right, or to raise chickens, now that's something that you need permission from your partner. Even though you own it while you're in there, but you don't own it with a right to place something there that's permanent because you're impeding on his ownership. Because you own it while you're in there, but he owns it while he's in there. And if there's a grinder standing right here, it's in his yard now. So you're not allowed to do that because you need permission. And permission is pleasure. If he gives you permission, that means he's giving you pleasure because he's giving up on his right for you to be able to establish those things that usually don't happen in a chutzur.
So this is
Kuliyah. Yeah. Dr. Ashrash. Shnei Masurim Lahamid Rechayim B'Tanev. The B'chol Echani Yecharlin Shutun La'akim Zalzev. Because in all these, partners can stop each other because he's prepared to ask us about them. It's not like walking. You can't say, well, now it's clarified, it's mine, because a minute later you're leaving, and that mill or grinder or that chickens are going to be still running around the chutzur. And he's allowing you to do it. He's giving you pleasure. Yes. No.
You have it there, the bill, it's yours.
No.
Why not?
Because he's going to walk in 5 minutes later and it belongs to him.
I'll take it out afterwards.
You're right. If you just put it there for the 5 minutes you're there, that's right. But people don't put up grinders and put in chickens to take them out in an hour. They don't do that. Now, but when you do this, you're doing it long term, for a week, for a day, for twice. It's not like for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or half an hour or an hour.
Yeah, so the answer is because when your friend comes, he's the
chicken. The Rush says more than that. You know, I'm not going to argue with you. I'll say it differently, the way the Rush says it. Even while I'm there and I own it, I have no right to put something that'll be there after I leave. He can stop me. He can say, excuse me, that's not what this chutzur is made for.
No. Because when the second guy comes, it's his field now, and you're having your stuff in my field. That's all.
That's us, sir.
Yeah, no,
exactly what I said. I've been trying to say that. But even while you're there, he can stop you from putting it up, because it's going to be there after you leave. Like him. Haya echem emudu anam chaveray. What if one banned himself from having pleasure from his friend? At this point, it means that Reuven said, I will not have pleasure from Shimon, his partner. So Yahu Ulai Militai Shliani Nichnas. I'm sorry. Le'yikanas L'chatzer. Tanakhama says, listen, Reuven can't walk into the chatzer. He's not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. Ain't Breira. Right? There's no Breira. Or, and that's Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Eimer, Yahu Ulai Militai Shliani Nichnas. He can say, while I'm in there, it's mine. The same Achloikas, except it's not that they're both ushering each other. Reuven's ushering Shimon, and Shimon is not ushering Reuven. What's the difference? So why do we bring this case here? Because the kaifinus hanoidur limcher eschalkai. The case is talking about Reuven banned himself from Shimon. So he banned himself from Shimon. So now we tell Reuven, listen, we can't have you in this position that you banned yourself from Shimon and you can't walk into your own yard. Right? Right. So we force him to sell his chelik. Because we're afraid that this is true, this is according to the Rabbanon, that Chad is, he's going to see Shimon coming in, because Shimon's allowed to have pleasure from him, and he can't go in, he's going to go in. He's not going to resist. So we say, you know what? This arrangement that you can have pleasure from him, and he can have pleasure from you, the way the Rush learns it, is a non-tenable, non-lasting situation. So either get rid of your neder or sell your field. Sell it to somebody who could, either to him or to somebody else. Do something. Get rid of it. Dr. Rush. Why is this here? Why would I think this case is any different than the first case of the Mishnah? To the boy the misname, Kaifen, since we want to learn force him, Nakte the Kaifen is anoider limke chalke l'chaveiroi. The Chashinon, Kivin Shurayas Chaveiroi nichnas, v'gam hu yishtach nidroi v'yichnas. He sees his friend going in, because his friend is allowed to have pleasure from him. He'll go in too. So this is the Rosh Hashita, the Machlokes Rishonim. But if they're both usher, he's not going to be jealous. He can't walk in. He can't walk in according to the Tanakhama.
Well, why don't we see the case speaking about a guy made and then he said, I'm not going to have pleasure.
Beautiful, beautiful question. Because the Rosh says that way.
Oh.
That's why I said it. Now, the question is, what would happen the other way? Reuven banned Shimon from having Hanor from him. So who do we force? Shimon? He didn't do anything wrong. He's a victim. Reuven banned him from pleasure. Reuven, he's not usher. He's not going to be jealous. He can walk into the chatzer. The Mishnah is talking about Reuven banned himself from Shimon. So we tell Reuven, listen, you put yourself in this position, you got to sell. How about if Reuven banned Shimon? Of course I can. I can ban you.
By his field, by his own.
Well, what was I going to?
The joint field. Have you banned the field?
Well, ask me that question in the beginning. Why'd you wait to hear? I shut him to Nadu, I know Zem is there. I didn't ban you from this field. I banned you from having pleasure for me. It happens to be that when you walk into my field, since Ein Breira, you're having pleasure from me. So that's the first line established that. Now, the question now becomes, Reuven banned Shimon from walking in. What are we going to do? Force Shimon? Poor Shimon, what do you want from him? He didn't do anything wrong. You're forcing him to sell? They're going to ban Reuven? Reuven's not going to be jealous. He's allowed to walk in. So this is a big machlokes rishonim. There are three shitas. Some learn, in that case, we don't force anybody to sell. Welcome back. In that case, we don't force anybody to sell. The Rush doesn't say a word in the Pirush Rush. In the halachas in the back, when he paskins that we force the guy who made the netter to sell. Because he's being machshel Shimon in an Isser. He's causing that Shimon will see Reuven going in and he can't go in. He'll be over the Isser. So there's a third cheat to the Rishayim, and I'm not going there. But that's the two cheats. So the Rush doesn't talk about it here. The Rush does. The Rush doesn't. And the Rush in the Pesachim in the back, Paskins that it can go the other way too. But the case of the Mishnah is clear. You can see the Gemara, that the Gemara assumes that it's Reuven who banned himself from Shimon. And that's the case that we force him to sell. He did it himself. Now, there is another option. It's go to Beth and be Matanetta. You know, that's always an option. But that's, if he didn't, this is what we do.
It's a little odd. He should have just said, if one prohibited it, then he make him sell. Well, this sentence that he can tell his partner, I'm entering. The fact that it tells you he can do this, he's allowed to tell his partner, I'm entering my part.
But I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about. We're going into Rabbanan Shita, who said you can't tell your partner that you're entering my part. Back to the Rabbanan who answered it. There was a machlokes. Tanakama, call him what you want, says you're not allowed to go in.
Okay.
Talk to Mr. Light. Now, the next step of the same machloikas. Reuven banned Shimon. Right? I'm sorry. Reuven and Shimon are nice partners, and they love each other dearly. Levi banned himself from having pleasure from Reuven. He banned himself from having pleasure from Reuven. He's a third party. He doesn't own anything here. And he wants to deliver Shlachmanis to Shimon. And he wants to go to the Chatzar so he can give Shachmanis to Shimon, who lives at the end of the Chatzar. Can he walk in? He's walking into Reuven's Chatzar. And he's not allowed to have pleasure from Reuven. So again, it goes Ein Breira. This Chatzar belongs to Reuven. And now he can't walk in to give Shachmanis to Shimon. So if he's walking in to Reuven's chatzer, and Levi said he will not have pleasure from Reuven. However, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Eimer, Yachal Eimer loy l'tech shel chaver chani nichnas, v'eini nichnas l'tech shloch. I'm going in for my friend, I'm going into his, not into, but I go in, now here's a big machlokes v'shaydeh, I'll get to in a second, when I go in, I'm going into Shimon's. At that moment, Shimon owns it, Breira. Some Rishonim say that's if you're doing it for Shimon's sake. Who are you to determine that Shimon owns it that minute because I want to go in? Levi wants to go in, so all of a sudden Shimon owns it? So some Rishonim want to say, if he's going into it, that's why I picked the case of Shachmanis. The difference is I'm giving Shachmanis to Shimon. So it's in Shimon's benefit that Levi walk in, so Shimon owns it during that time, for Blessed Mayakov says. Mashenkin is stum going in for his own reasons.
But give it instead of bringing him a bill.
Right, right, exactly. That's also Shimon wants to get the bill. Some not. But whatever it is, so this is Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that if Levi is going in for his own need, since he's a friend of Shimon's, it becomes Shimon's also. But the Rush doesn't get involved in that. At least we don't see it here. And therefore, it's easier to learn. He's going in for Shimon's need. It's a machlokes Rishonim. Dr. Rush, Hayachim and Amen Mutna Bereshuk, Shum Rabusin Reb Lezer Yaakov Nakim. This is a chiddush in Reb Lezer Yaakov. The Av Abishain Lechelik B'chatzer, Levi has nothing but this chatzer. Matiroi Lichnas B'tam Bereira. He's matrim to go in B'tam Bereira. Dr. Mishnah Leiter, Hamudra Hanoam Mechaveroi. Okay? Reuven is banned from having pleasure from Shimon. And again, I don't care whether Reuven made the netter himself or Shimon made the netter. He banned himself from pleasure from Shimon. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. End of the story. Now, what happens is, Shimon has a bathhouse or an olive press that he rented out, that Levi rented from Shimon. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. But this is bathhouse is Shimon's, rented out by Levi. Can Reuven use that bathhouse? Is that pleasure from Shimon? The building belongs to Shimon. Levi rented it. Levi rented Shimon's bathhouse. Reuven is allowed to at least give the Mishnah a chance. Three. Reuven can't have pleasure from Shimon. Shimon rented his bathhouse to Levi. Can Reuven go to that bathhouse? Is that pleasure from Shimon? He owns it, but he rented it out. Again, this is what the Mishnah is obviously going to discuss, right? That's what it's telling you. So the Mishnah, in Yeshua Mem Tvisis Yad, Asher Elam Mem Tvisis Yad Butter. We don't know what Tvisis Yad is. We'll have to leave it for the Gemara. But the Gemara says if Shimon has a Tvisis Yad, whatever that means, then Reuben can't go. If Shimon does not have a Tvisis Yad, so he's out, and Reuben's going to Levi's bathhouse, then it's Butter. What is Tvisis Yad? The Rush tells us to wait for the Gemara. Dr. Rush, and Miyashvab Tisis Yad, the Gemara Mefarish Kama. The Gemara will explain what is Tisis Yad.
Rabbi, can you just remind me whether or not a financial transaction is considered Hanar? In other words, what?
It depends. The Gemara, we had the case.
You have to pay to get into the bathhouse. You have to pay to use the olive press if you're a third party.
Right.
It's used 100%. For it.
But you're paying Levi. Levi rented it out. That means you're paying Levi.
I understand. I'm just wondering when there's is it considered no hana or mutually beneficial hana if there's a financial transaction?
In a case like that, it's a mutually beneficial hana. Why do I go and pay money to enter a base to go to see a baseball game? Terrence is because when I go to the baseball game, I have pleasure from going to the baseball game. By the way, I'm not going, but I have pleasure from going to the baseball game. And the stadium owners have pleasure from the fact that I come show up. They're making money.
Right.
It's a mutual.
Okay.
Both are benefiting. That's what usually happens.
Okay.
When I buy something, it usually happens. The seller wants to sell it. I want to buy it. And a regular sale that's not a fire sale, or it's not, you know, the opposite of a fire sale, which means it's been sitting around here for months. Usually, both buyer and seller gain. I got the item, you got the money. Obviously, I'm doing it for my sake. I'm not buying it so you should make money. I'm buying it so I should have the item. And you're selling it that you should make money. That's what usually happens. They each benefit from each other.
Never mind, I just answered my own question. I was going to ask, what if it was used for free, the mill, the press, the bathhouse?
The man making the money here is not the guy that you can't have pleasure from.
I understand.
This is all, the question is, since Jimin owns the building.
I know, I know. I was just trying to understand the limits of Hana and what we were talking about. All right.
That would be considered
an indirect Hana. Again, he's walking into Jimin's bathhouse. Correct? Which is rented by Levi.
So the fee that he paid part
of it? No, nothing. He has nothing. He's not true. He doesn't get a percentage. Okay, again, let's leave the Gemara to explain Tvisis Yad before we start trying to figure out what it means without seeing a Gemara. V'aymil chaveray, kainim lebeischa shani nichnas, v'schotcha shani lekayach. If a guy says to his friend, I've been your house that I will enter, your field that I will buy, if the guy dies, he no longer owns the house. The guy said, your house, not his house, so you can walk in. Reuven said, I will not enter your house. Well, whoever he said that to dies, that person doesn't own the house anymore. Or he sold it, he doesn't own the house anymore. I will never enter this house. I will never buy this field. Because he said this house. He didn't say whose house. You know it because we had it earlier. You know how the Gemara knew it earlier? From this Mishnah. So that's why you're smarter than the Mishnah. Okay. Well, then.
What, Rabbi, why should this survive? Why should that letter survive the ownership? Even if because, he says this house.
Okay, so that is a... We're going to talk about that. But at this point in the Mishnah, it's not a kasha because we're talking about the guy banned himself. You can ban yourself from anything. Reuben banned himself from this house. He didn't say your house. I don't want to ever walk into this house. No, the other way.
It's not attached to the person. Okay.
Right. If the guy said, I banned you from this house, can that sister survive the change of ownership? Because the guy who made the netter no longer owns it. So we had earlier that also survives the ownership, but the Gemara is going to discuss it again here. Zakrashi, Zakarash, Ela Mabtris Yagwater, the Basus Asaikur Kaima, Veda Maska Yokola Israel, Mesa Shemarkam Lakamutter, the Kivan Dama Base Khosatra, the Asana of his Man Shane Shalai. He only asked it when it's his. I'm Mamma Labai Zah, I saw the zoo, Asana all over the island. There's a Shaila in the Rishainim, an interesting Shaila. Reuven owned the house, and he told Shimon, he said, I'm sorry, Reuven told Shimon, I will never enter your house. Shimon sold the house. So now Reuven can go in. Shimon bought it back. Does the Yizik kick in? Reuven told Shimon, I will never enter your house. Shimon sold the house. At that point, Reuven can enter the house. Shimon bought the house back. The Machlokes. Some say that the Yitzchak goes right back on it to his house. And some say once he sold it, the Neder was null and void, gone, and doesn't resurrect itself when he buys it back. That's the Machlokes. I just mentioned it. That's all. The Rush doesn't talk about it, at least not so as far as I prepared. He doesn't mention it. Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Gemara. The Shaila is, okay, so now, see, when I explained the Mishnah the way the Gemara explains it to the difference. I shouldn't say that. Okay, let's do the Gemara straight. Ibayilu. The case of the Mishnah, Hashutrim Shinadru Hanazemizet. Now, the case of Nadru translates literally, they each banned themselves from Anah from the other. Reuven banned himself from having Anah from Shimon, and Shimon banned himself from having Anah from Reuven. That's what the word Nadru means. So now the Gemara wants to know, what if Reuven banned Shimon, and Shimon banned Reuven? Now why should that be any different? They're still banned from each other. So the Gemara will try to explain. Dr. Mishnah Gemara, Ibayilu. The Nadru Pligi is the argument only when they banned themselves. How many Dirus as am I? What if they banned each other? Now, why should that be a difference? Mi Arminan, do we say the Benidru the Pligi, Abu Bedirus as a Maidule Rabbanon Rablazim Yaakov, the Chianusim Damu? You can't blame them. You can't blame Shimon because Reuven banned them in pleasure. You can't blame Reuven that Shimon banned him in pleasure. And therefore the Rabbanan would agree that Yesh Breira. Meaning maybe the Rabbanan really holds Yesh Breira. Except they say, if you banned yourself, we're not going to let you rely on Breira. But if somebody banned you, maybe we would let you rely on Breira. You didn't do anything wrong. You banned the other guy. You didn't ban yourself. If you banned yourself, listen, you ban yourself, we're not going to let you rely that while you walk in, it belongs to you. But really, we agree that while you walk in, it belongs to you. But we don't want to rely on that. But if somebody banned you, we're not going to blame you. So we'll let you rely on Brera. Or maybe if that is, or Dilma Vilabinir is as I believe you have other. Or maybe they argue across the board. They hold Aim Brera, period. The Gemara Shaila is the Rabbanan agreeing to Blazim Yaakov in theory, except in practicality, they say, if you ban yourself, we're not going to let you rely on that. But if somebody banned you, what do you want from me? He banned me. So we won't let you. Or if Sadr Rabbanan don't agree to Breira, they say it's not true. When you walk in, it's not exclusively yours. Dr. Rush. Benidru was a plea, Rabbanan. Even the Midait from Nadru and Arzemizah. Since they did it willingly, consulai symbolize some chinin abreira. I will be diru danusim are you some chinin abreira. So the rest says maybe, which means really you hold breira. Except when you did it, we punish you that you answered yourself. We're not going to let you rely on breira. We don't like this. I do. I feel a bit diru pligi rabbanan the last new breira. They don't hold it at all. Zakti Gemara. Dr. Gemara, Tashima, we're going to try to prove it. The second case in the Mishnah is one was Mudur Hanah Mechaveroi. The word Mudur means not that you banned yourself. It didn't say, which means you did it to yourself. It says Mudr Hana Mechaveira. Right? So what does Mudr mean? We are now assuming that Mudr means you banned somebody else. He was banned. Not that he banned himself, but he was banned. And the Mishnah brings the same Achleikas. We're now understanding the second case of the Mishnah. Not like we explained it in the Mishnah, that Reuven did it to himself. But we said Reuven was banned by Shimon. And it says the same Achleikas. Zok the Gemara, Tashem Ayechem, and Mudr Hanah Mechaveiro, Yepligi Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, Tani Nadr Mechaveiro Hanah. It doesn't read the Mishnah, not Mudr, but Nadr. The Mishnah means he did it to himself.
What is that? You have a problem. Someone has a kasha on what you said. So just it's very sad.
Yeah, very sad. I would go sad.
No, I'm serious. You can't. It's not fair to do that.
Zok the Gemara. How can I be mitzvah? It makes sense to change it. The Tani Sefer. The Kaifin is Hanoider Limkur is Chalkai. We forced the Noider to sell his Chalik. He Amid Mishloimed another who, he did it to himself, Hanin Tani Kaifin. Eli Amid Adre, Amai Kaifin Noisai. So therefore, why are we forcing him? He didn't do anything wrong. Amain is on us. So therefore, it makes sense since the Mishnah says we force him that he did it to himself. Dr. Rush. Hoy ech me mudr mash mish khadveir hoy madiro. El yam ta bay ata adre amay kayf. Ma pasha hamayder she kibu liv kalkai. If that's true, you know, if we do this, imagine. Reuven banned Shimon, and we force Shimon to sell his chalik. So every time I want to dissolve a partnership, all I have to do is ban the other guy and we'll force him to sell. So this, therefore, makes sense that the Mishnah said neither. Now, I just mentioned before that the Rush Paskins, that if you ban somebody, we make you sell. Right, but the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said we force him, referring to the guy, to sell his chelik. Therefore, the Mishnah means you did it to yourself. But it could be that it's true even when somebody did it to you, that he has to sell your chalik, his chalik. All the Gemara is trying to prove is that the case of the Mishnah, the guy did it to himself. So the Mishnah doesn't prove anything in regard to if they ban each other, whether the Rabbanan hold Breira or not, and the Gemara leaves it right there. The Gemara doesn't go further. There's a Shaila, whether it's only when they did it to themselves or even when they did it to each other. We tried to prove it, we got out of the proof. End of story. And we move on.
The guy was more on his partner, on the other guy, and the guy
had
to sell.
The guy doesn't have to sell. Why should the guy have to sell? He didn't do anything.
Isn't that what the case was? How do you get out of being a partner? You force him to sell.
That's what we're afraid of. That's why we would never make the guy sell.
That's why we never make
the guy. We can't make the guy sell because then everybody wants to get out of a partnership. We'll ban him to the thing. The question becomes, we ban the guy who did it to sell. That's the Shaila. Not the victim. I mean, you want to call him a victim, whatever you want to call him. I'm a Rabba, I'm a Ziri. Rabba said in the name of Ziri, Machloikis kishiyesh bakde chaluka. This machloikis is only true when there's enough here to split a field. Meaning, according to this Havamina, it's a Havamina. The Gemara is going to change it. Everybody holds Yash Breira. Everybody holds Yash Breira. But if the field is big enough to split and they ban each other in pleasure, we force them to sell it because they can split it. We force them to split it. We don't want to rely on Breira. You did it to each other or you did it to yourselves. I don't care. You can't have enough of each other. Split it. Split it. Don't rely on Breira. Split it. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, we don't make them split it. They can exist this way. But if it's not big enough to split, so now it's a pure Breira question, that's what the Havamina de Gemara is. Meaning that the Rabbanan are agreeing, yes, Breira. But they're saying, we have another option here. Split the field. But you can't split the field. Remember I said at the beginning, a field that's not 8x4 cannot be split because everybody has to have at least a 4x4. Then we rely on Brera. If it's 8x4, split it. Don't rely on Brera. Amolei Rav Yosef, that it can't be pshat. Because Hari Beis HaKnesses, the Kamish Einbeg De Halukadami, there's a shul. Now, they had one shul, not like today, that for every person you have two shuls, right? They had one shul. And they both davened in the same shul. The Mishnah says that when they band on off from each other, they can't go into shul. Because the shul is a partnership. Each member owns part of the shul. That's what shul is. A shul is owned by the locals who own a share in the shul. And it's not a corporation. It's a regular partnership. Each member is a partner in the shul. Reuven Bench is also from Shimon, and Shimon is also from Reuven. They have to daven b'yichidus at home because they can't go to shul. Now, it's ein b'kdei chalukah. There's no way to split the shul. A shul is one entity, not splittable. So if you hold that the rabbanon agree, so why does the Mishnah say in the next Mishnah that if they ban on off from each other, they can't go to shul? It's a raya that even when it's not splittable, rabbanon holds ain't breva. So we're proving from the next Mishnah, where the Mishnah will say that two people that ban from each other can't go to shul. A shul is a partnership. Reuven owns part, Shimon owns part. We don't let Reuven go to shul because he's having pleasure from Shimon. We don't let Shimon go to shul because he's having pleasure from Reuven. Now, if you tell me that Rabbanan agree, yes, Breira, it's only when it's splittable we tell him split it. Well, a shul is not splittable. It's a proof that Rabbanan holds even when it's not splittable with Usher because ain't Breira. Zakti Gemara, Amalei Rav Yosef, I base Aknesis. The Kamish ain't by Din Chalukah Dami. Utnan, Shneim Asurim B'davar Shalaisa Yir. They're both usher and things that belong to the city, and which the Gemara says later on means a shul. The Mishnah says. Elam Rav Yosef Amaziri, you're right. Machloikis is only Sheim B'kdei Chalukah. Even Rav Lezer Meyakim, who permits it, only permits it when it's not splittable. You rely on Brera. Aber yes, B'kdei Chalukah, the Re'akai Lasser. But if there's enough to split it up, Rav Lezer Meyakim would agree, split it. So the Machlokes is only when it's not splittable. The Rabbi Yosef Meyakim says Brera. Rabbanan say ain't Brera. But if it's splittable, split it. Don't rely on this. So the Gemara just turns it 180 degrees. At the beginning, we wanted to say that Machlokes is only by Yeshba. By ain't by any means, you couldn't rely on Brera. But we prove from the show that that's not true. So therefore the Gemara goes 180 degrees. The Machlokes is only by ain't b'kdei chalukah, but by Yeshba k'dei chalukah, everybody agrees that you split.
Then it's
listen
by heaven. You can split
it
by giving one day he works for him. And
so that's Yeshba k'dei chalukah.
Can you do this by, why can't you do it by a shul?
By a shul, no. I have to daven every day. You have to daven every day. No. Again, we don't, it's a difference by an heaven. I own half the heaven, you have half the heaven. You use it one day, I use it one day. A shul is owned by every member of the community. There's 1,000 members of the community. So it's not like I'm splitting and saying you can use my part. I own part of the shul. You, by the way, an eved is ein b'kdei chalukah, really. If the guy banned himself on off from the eved, if you don't hold Brera, ein achinami, you can't use it. You are using his eved. It's a practical way of using it. But it's not that I'm not having pleasure from the other owner. He owns part of the shul. Rashi Machloikas Yes B'kdei Chalukah Dalet Amos L'chal Echad Kivin De'ev Sheba Chalukah Lai Sabchidin Abrera Machloikas Kusheim B'kdei Chalukah The Kivin De'ev Shalach Like Since it's impossible to split Islam Rablazim Yaakov The Sabchidin Abrera Dr. Gemar Vaitam Rav Huna Halachik Rablazim Yaakov We Paskin Like Rablazim Yaakov Yesh Brera.
So it doesn't matter
that I'll be the shul. No, because it's B'kdei Chalukah. A shul is not considered split up. It's one shul for the community. It's not that you can say, let's split the shul in half. First of all, there's 1,000 members or 100 members. Who can you to say, we're going to split the shul now so Reuven should be in one half and Shimon should be. They want to have a shul, a regular shul. Two partners, you can force them to split. 30 partners, you can't force the two. Because there's two, you can't force the other 28 to split.
Let's talk about time. That would be a practical aspect of splitting it, like Mevet. In other words, the shul, you can have an 8 o'clock, you can have it 9 o'clock.
Again, let's try one more time. If you hold Ein Breira, you are using my part.
He's Ein Breira. So, with the Mevet, you said it was a practical advice.
But it's not that's taking away the
issue. Breira.
Not Breira. Unless you hold Yesh Breira. That means when I'm using it, it's totally mine. If you hold the Geblazim and Yaakov, it is a time factor. Then you can use the shul.
According to Geblazim and Yaakov, you could do that.
Yeah, because, and we postulate him. So they can go down to the shul. Question is, can they both be there at the same time? I don't know. Can they be in the same cluster at the same time? Yeah, the part I'm in belongs to me. The part you are belongs to you. What?
It's definitely
sure. Right. Zamti Gemara, Zamti Gemara Vayter. I'm Rav Huna, I'm Rav Lachik, Rav Lezim Yaakov, I'm Rav Lezim, Rav Lachik, Rav Lezim Yaakov. That's what triggered that big run that those were a page and a half. That's Nem Heim and Beis and Mabav and Aleph. Because the Gemara Mabav Kama Pasch is Ein Breira by the Raisa. And this is a question to Raisa. So how can you pass the Geblazim Yaakov and then the Gemara Baba Kama Pasch is Ein Breira? So the Ran offers you a whole bunch of shatim. The Rash doesn't deal with the question. By the way, there were five plat in the Dharam that made me decide to do the Rash over the Rash. These are three of them, and in the 10th Perek we'll have another three of them. Between those six plat, you'll understand, now you understand why we're doing the Rash, not doing the Rash. Because it would be a week on that one Rash. It's a great idea, but that's not what this shir is meant for.
Maybe so the rush from...
Even that doesn't... I mean, I'm taking a look at the rounds of the whole parak here. Each page bigger than the rest. And the rush is not even a regular size rush. Not even the one we have in a regular number. Nothing my writer. Hamud HaNamech HaVer of Yeshus and Berchutz. The guy rented out a bathhouse, right? So the Mishnah said the word Tvisis Yad. Frekta Gemar Vakama Tvisis Yad. What is Tvisis Yad? Amar Rav Nachman... He owns, the owner gets a percentage, either half, a third, or a quarter. And therefore, when you rent it, when you go use it, you're giving the guy money. He's getting a percentage of the money you give in.
Oh, it has to be made up, that type of arrangement.
We're not finished yet. We just have begun. Now, there's two gears in the next Gemara. We're going to learn the first Gersa, and then we're going to learn the second Gersa. I will be butzer loy. It's mashma that if he gets less than 25%, then you're not giving him direct pleasure. It has to be that he gets at least 25% the owner. If he gets less, that's mutter. Why? I'm not sure. Honestly, don't know. Because he's getting a percentage. What difference does it make? He gets 25 or 24. I mean, obviously, it has to be a cutoff point. But if he makes 25 or 5, he's getting money from you. But that's what the Mishnah Gemara says. Dr. Rush, Mechtel Lashush Revia, Shechokim Kachas Chai B'neim, Abu Batzalai, Im Yesh Lamaska Pachas Revia, it's supposed to be, they changed the Gersa, Bishar, Lemikri Trisis Yad. That's not called major. He's not a major player under 25%. And therefore, it's not considered, you have to understand what's happening. When I give it to the guy who rented it. I don't give it to the guy. I give it to the guy who rented it. He's going to have to give the owner a certain percentage. So the question is, am I giving it to him? Or am I giving it to the renter who then makes a cheshbon of all the profit he got in? So up to 25%, we consider him a major player. Less than 25%, he's like, the mashal, I will use an analogy that's totally not an analogy. Can I own stock in General Mills on Pesach? Because I'm owning part of General Mills, and that's chametz on Pesach. Or do I have to divest myself of all chametz stocks? So the psak is, if you own enough to be a player, then you have to divest yourself. If you own 100 shares in General Mills, you don't have to sell it. I mean, I own part of General Mills. Yeah, you own part of General Mills. You know what I mean? They don't put you down on the list of owners. You don't count. That's the halacha. I'm not getting involved in why that's the halacha there. Some people do sell their stocks. I'm not getting involved in that. I just want to show that at a certain percentage, you're a player, and less than a certain percentage, you're a, you know, you get a letter twice a year in the mail.
Yeah, but tomorrow, if you're in tours, if they're 20%, they have to sign. And if they're less than 20%, they're like nobody.
Yeah, is that the way it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this the only part of the rental, though? Is this the
amount
of the rental?
Was there
a rental, and then there's a bonus?
Doesn't say. The rental doesn't bother us. Because you're not paying the rental.
Well, in a sense, if that's all he's getting,
that's indirect. That would bother us.
That's indirect. Okay, that's what I asked earlier.
Is it Tfisas Yad ownership, or is it like stock?
Tfisas Yad means you're getting part of the profit. It's because you own it. That's why you're getting part of the profit. Stock you own too, by the way. By the way, when you own 100 shares in General Mills, you are a part owner of General Mills. Not worth anything for you.
Don't give me any say in the matter.
Okay, so some partners don't get a say.
So this piece of shit, either he might or might not have a say in the matter.
It depends how much he owns. That's what the Gemara says. 25% he's considered a player. Less than 25% he's not considered a player. This guy has to leave to have an appointment.